What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news. And Venezuela held a meeting of the Bolivian Alliance and is urging other countries to adopt its new oil-backed cryptocurrency. And the nations involved are Antigua, Barbuda, Bolivia, Cuba, Dominica, Ecuador, Nicaragua, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, St. Kitts, Nevis, Grenada, and Venezuela. So Venezuela, having been victimized by the dollar-centric Western economy, is now trying to set up their own with their own group of nations to conduct commerce among themselves without it being siphoned off or bled off by private central bankers in other countries. Now, Uber has a new service out called Uber Eats, where you can call an Uber driver to go pick up a food order at a restaurant and bring it to you. It has, unfortunately, developed a little bit of a problem. And a lot of people were just not getting their meals. They would order online, they'd pay with a credit card, they'd call Uber, and nothing would happen. It would simply go away. And Uber had been operating on the principle that if the driver couldn't find the address, well, they were just sort of, you know, free to go their way. It turns out a lot of very desperate people who have cars are signing up to be drivers for Uber Eats, and then they're eating the food. They're stealing the food. And I understand necessity is the mother of invention, and I don't think people ought to be hungry, whether they're working for Uber or for Amazon, Jeff. But at the same time, you need to be very, very careful. And if you are unable to get out and pick up your order, which is going to make it cheaper anyway, then do business with a restaurant that has their own dedicated delivery service, because if something unfortunate happens there, you can go back and complain. Now, getting on back to Trump's comment about various countries being blank holes, he really needs to look a little closer to home. There was a very unfortunate article that came out of 12160.info about how San Francisco is literally turning into a blank hole. And in this article, there's literally a map of the downtown area showing the problem of defecation on the streets, sidewalks, in the alleys. And they're saying it's a combination of the immigration problem. It's a combination of the homeless problem. It's the fact that there has been a decline in the number of available public restrooms. I mean, biology is biology. When you got to go, you got to go. And something does need to be done. And it would be nice if we could resolve some of these issues, close the borders, and spend some of this money we're currently spending on war to bring our infrastructure up to handle the present population, because that is a big part of the problem. Our population has been growing since the 1950s, and yet there hasn't been significant increase in the infrastructure since then. As housing density increases, water systems are becoming strained. As volume of traffic increases, roads are more rapidly being damaged. But nothing is really being done. And the same thing applies to the illegal immigrant homeless population. There's got to be some place for them to go, and there isn't. And again, when this population grows, eventually the entire sewage system will be overwhelmed. It's not being expanded. So, well, apparently good news for somebody in this country, the 450 Mega Millions jackpot was won by a single winner, 20-year-old kid. And all I can say is I hope he is a reader and listener of what really happened, and presumably a donor. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Let's take a phone call. Mike in Arkansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Mike in Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread it. Okay.
That's okay. Yeah, hey, Mike. I've been out in and out listening. Have you brought up the Goldwater Rule?
No, I have not.
Which is, you know, this whole thing of diagnosing people over the television, that came up with Barry Goldwater as well.
Oh,
and
really?
He made a rule and said you cannot, it's called the Goldwater Rule, you cannot diagnose someone you've never met.
Notice from the American Psychiatric Association saying, all these psychiatrists or psychologists who are out there saying Trump is showing symptoms of this, of that, if they haven't met him, if they haven't conducted an actual exam, they should shut up. It's unethical. They could actually lose their license. And that was also being reinforced during today's press meeting at the White House. These people are out there practicing tabloid psychiatry. They're just wildly guessing what they hope to be true, and they don't really know what they're talking about. But I didn't know it went all the way back to Goldwater.
Yeah, I think it was that whole Daisy, and then with the Daisy commercials, and then saying he's nuts, and they did the exact same thing. He'll get us into a nuclear exchange with Russia. And, you know, he did lose pretty dramatically, but after that, enough people kind of said, you know, can't do that it's actually called the Goldwater Rule, and it's the same playbook, Mike.
Yeah.
So, Mike, they found out one of the Chan, I think it was either Chan or Reddit, they went after the one, it was an Asian lady, I think she was from California, and she was with the talking heads on about the, he's crazy, and I've diagnosed him, and I've seen he moves his eyes to the left when he says this, it means he's schizo, and they found out she doesn't have a license at all.
Yeah, we reported on that last week. I mean, she doesn't have a current license. She used to have a license. She's trying to get it reinstated, and her other license had expired. So, yeah, she can't even practice in her own state, let alone all the way across to Washington, D.C.
Mike, all I have to say is I'm glad you're safe down there, and great show. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I'm safe, too, and I'd like to keep everybody safe, which is why I hope this false alarm of a ballistic missile inbound is a wake-up call for all Americans. If we don't stand up to the neocon war machine, it could very well happen for real. So, anyway, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. Getting on over to Europe, Great Britain, Nigel Farage is out there trying to get everybody to wake up over what the European Union is trying to do. And we've been hearing all this talk about federalization for quite a few weeks now. But Farage is out there saying the European Union wants to create a unified union that will take away all remaining power from the current member states, just like the federal government in this country did to the states here. You go back and you read the Constitution. That's not what we were supposed to have. The states were supposed to have the authority. The states were supposed to be self-governing sovereign states in a loose coalition, and all Washington, D.C. was supposed to do was keep them all working friendly, arbitrating disputes and so forth. And the central federal government didn't have any power and authority other than during wartime. Couldn't even keep a standing army. Look how far we have declined from that noble vision. So anyway, Farage is on the warpath here just days after Germany's foreign minister, Sigmar Gabriel, basically saying that Brussels will take over the entire continent. So all of a sudden, for globalists, the Germans are starting to sound very imperialistic again. Okay, story out of the Express in Great Britain, basically talking about how the European project is destroying the ordinary life of Europeans. Well, certainly it is economically, and certainly it is culturally, and that may be intentional, but basically a leading German politician is delivered an attack on Angela Merkel, saying that effectively Europe is dismembering itself. All the uniqueness that makes Europe, Europe, all the uniqueness that makes those European member states who and what they are, it's all being taken away. It's all being blended together. Forget about free travel. In a little while, there won't be a reason to go from France to Spain. It'll be exactly the same. The same blended together group of people, the same fast food restaurants, the same supermarkets. And it will be a bit of a cultural loss here. And just to share an anecdotal story here, Claire and I have lived in Hawaii for a very long time now. Longer than we originally intended to, but it's just the way that worked out. And Hawaii, when we first got here, there was actually a lot of diversity. And depending upon where you went. And the shopping malls would always have these little kiosks where local artisans could present their wares. Bowls, leis, things like that. You saw them in the modern malls. You saw them at Aloha Tower. And going down Waikiki, you would see these small stores, small restaurants, local food. That's all been erased. And right now you go down Waikiki and it looks like the shopping street of any other major city. The same big name brand stores. If you ignore the palm trees, you could very easily be in Manhattan or you could be in Las Vegas. And the small local entrepreneurs, they're basically out. The only place they can go to now are the various flea markets, and even those are starting to disappear. We used to have a flea market at the bottom of the hill. Every Sunday, the owner of the property has decided he can make more money renting it out as an overflow lot for the car dealerships. See, the 2018s are coming out. Actually, they've been out. And the dealerships are still full of 2017s. They don't know what to do with them. So they've rented this huge lot down at the bottom of the hill. It used to be a multi-screen drive-in movie theater. It's a very large space, and it's full of cars, just full of cars. Now, apparently, they're talking about a Polexit, you know, the difficulty that Poland and Hungary are having with Brussels. But observers are saying that there almost appears to be a growing split with all of Europe, with the conservative Eastern Europe and the liberal Western Europe pulling apart. And that could be the beginning of the end of the EU as well. Now, up in Germany, leading members of Germany's Social Democrats are now expressing skepticism, over this preliminary coalition agreement that they reached with Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives, just days after Merkel was hailing the deal as a breakthrough. But it looks like it may not happen after all. And Merkel may be forced to hold new elections, which she is probably not likely to win this time. Meanwhile, George Soros is out there again saying that he's going to renew his fight against this dominant ideology of nationalism. And he warns the EU is on the verge of a breakdown. Actually, I think the Europeans would think that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with nationalism. The only people who think nationalism are bad are those who want to turn the entire planet into a single kingdom for themselves to rule over. One global throne, one private central bank to enslave all of humanity in hopelessly unpayable debt until the end of time. Those are the only people who are in favor of it. National borders serve a very useful function. They serve the same function that fireproof doors do in buildings and watertight bulkheads do in ships. They contain mishaps. If you have an office fire, the entire building survives. If you have a leak in a ship, one compartment is flooded, the ship as a whole remains afloat. If you prop open those fire doors and lock open those watertight hatches, it may look like things are better because you can get around faster, but the first fire will destroy the entire building, and the first leak will sink the ship. We saw a taste of that back in 2008 when the mortgage-backed security meltdown should have been confined to the American financial sector. But because of the already existing economic globalism, it spread to Europe and it hammered their banks. It spread all around the world. We need borders. We need borders so that if one nation gets into trouble, it doesn't wreck the rest of the planet in the process. And the other argument I have about a global government is you make that throne of planet Earth so attractive. People will do anything to get it, and once they get it, they'll do anything with it. It will only be a matter of time until a new Stalin or a new Pol Pot or a new Hitler sits on that throne, and there will be nobody else on Earth to rise up to oppose them. I'm absolutely opposed to globalism. I think Earth ought to be a planet of hundreds and hundreds of equal-sized nations, each taking care of their own people and engaging in some limited trade across their borders for those items they can't produce for themselves. And, of course, tourism, and celebrate their own indigenous culture, their own indigenous beliefs. So, Soros, I know you love the idea of creating a single global government that will enshrine your memory forever, but I don't think it's going to be very good for ordinary people. I mean, look at Alexander the Great. He conquered what was then the known world, didn't realize there was more that he'd missed, and they still honor him. He united the known world. Actually, he didn't. It fell apart right after he died. And of course, the people living under Alexandrian rule, well, it wasn't always pleasant. Now, latest word out is that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is saying that the Department of Homeland Security has asked federal prosecutors to see if they can lodge criminal charges against sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal deportation efforts. I think it would be a really good idea. But I question the language. Charges against the cities? I think it should be charges against the controllers of those cities, the mayors and the other officials, or the governors in the case of sanctuary states. Bring Title VIII to bear on them. We'll get something done. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Sarah in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I called once before. I used to live on Kauai. So yes. When this incident happened over the weekend, you know, I had so many friends directly affected by it. And I, you know, was very concerned and my heart was with them. So just in the days that have followed up, I guess Trump really didn't have much of a response to it. It took him his time about it, too. And he said, oh, well, it's a state matter. The state handled it fine, something to this effect.
Well, he's right.
And
he's absolutely right. This was a mess up at the state level, the state emergency management agency. And assuming that it was just a goof on a computer menu, they botched it 38 minutes later and they botched it. This is Hawaii's to own. The federal government has little to say about it. FEMA's already come on out and said that no, in point of fact, they didn't need FEMA's permission to cancel an erroneous message. And it doesn't make sense that anybody would need FEMA's permission to cancel an obviously false, erroneous message. So, yeah, Trump wisely and prudently stayed out of this one. It's not really his problem to deal with.
Well, except, I mean, did you hear this, that in Japan, they received the same alert?
And they received one earlier today. They received one earlier today. Okay?
No, on Saturday.
Well, keep the timelines. It wasn't at the same time, though. No, they did not receive one on Saturday. We received one on Saturday. All right, stay on the line, Sarah. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you. Ooh, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And if you would like to support Republic Broadcasting and keep us on the air, the postal address to send your support, check, money order, something like that, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call on in and become a recurring subscriber, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And we all thank you for your support because we need it. Now, getting on back to these notifications, I agree it's weird that we had two of these, but I did go out and check, and Japan's false alarm went out on their Tuesday morning, which would have been our Monday morning, because of the international dateline. It gets a little hard calculating it, but it was definitely not at the same time that Hawaii's false alarm went out. And interestingly enough, it only took Japan 5 minutes to correct the error, as opposed to 38 minutes here in the United States. And they're saying exactly the same thing. The system that was set up, and all of this is new equipment in response to all of this saber-rattling, the system that would send out the notification was incorrectly operated by one of their staff. So that's basically it. Yes, there were two of them. They did not happen at the same exact time. Sarah, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Anything to add to that?
Yes. I was on social media on Saturday, right when it was all happening, in the hours that followed, when everybody was very, very upset. And that's when somebody said Japan got a notification alert too. So I heard that on Saturday. I don't know about the one you're talking about today. Or yesterday, today, maybe it happened again.
There's no report of an alert in Japan on Saturday. There's one report of one false alarm, and it took place on their Tuesday morning. I'm sorry, whoever was on social media was just having fun with you, I think. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And it is sometimes very unsettling. How many people just like to get on social media and just throw all kinds of garbage and nonsense out there, especially at a time when people are trying to get the real information about what's going on? Because this was a serious event. Apparently, quite a few people here in Hawaii, especially on Oahu, were sending text messages, we're all going to die, I love you all, and so forth and so on. You really have to wonder what kind of a human being will come into a situation like that and say, what can I say to make things worse? We're going to mess them up. That does seem to happen. And it goes back to that issue where our culture is so obsessed with money that we've lost our moral compass. And there used to be a balance. Yes, we wanted to have money, but there were other qualities, other moralities, if you will. And they've all just kind of fallen away. And this lust for the money, or this desperate need for the money to keep the bankers happy, has destroyed all the best characteristics of what we used to call being an American was all about. Getting on back to immigration issues, apparently there was an incident up in Toronto, Canada, where there was a young lady who claimed that she was attacked and her job was ripped or torn or slashed, and everybody picked up on the story. CNN, The Huffington Post, Al Jazeera, The Guardian, BuzzFeed, and they were all covering the story, and Canada's prime minister came on out and said, oh, this shows how we've got to be much more tolerant of the Muslims, and the Toronto police came on out later and said, actually, no, it was a hate crime hoax. And I think more and more it's becoming obvious that there may be a few genuine hate crimes, but I think more and more of them, they are hoaxes for the propaganda value. Everybody wants to grab the attention of the media and exploit it to get their particular message out. Speaking of which, BBC is now out there asking the question that if you do not want to date transgender people, does that make you transphobic? This is political correctness way out there. And apparently one of the responses they got to this question is somebody said, you know, would you as a male go out with a transsexual woman? And this one respondent said, I believe it's your choice and I would choose not to. You know, it's almost like the decadence just before the fall of Rome, isn't it? It really, really is. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And somebody just sent me an article. It's back in the economic section, but I want to go with it today. Apparently, during the dip in cryptocurrencies today, a lot of people said, time to buy in, buy the dip, which does make sense for active investing. But there's this article where somebody's out there complaining that MasterCard declined the attempt to purchase some Ethereum. You know, how dare they do that? And this has to do with loss mitigation, risky transactions, and a lot of credit card companies, if they think what you're doing carries a certain risk, they will block the transaction. And in this particular case, I'm on the side of MasterCard. Nobody should ever borrow, especially at the high interest rates credit cards charge, to invest in anything. If you want to invest, and it's a good idea, but you should work to have investment capital. That means cash that is outside of what you need to live on. Cash that, if you lose it, will not disrupt your life. And that you can go play with. And hopefully it'll turn out very well. But for people to whip out their credit cards and buy cryptocurrencies on this dip, that is very reckless. And I think MasterCard made a good call on this one. I really think they do. And again, studying the history of the crash of 1929, one of the things that really spread the damage so much was how people were buying stocks on credit, on margin. And the credit terms were very generous. You just had to pay 10% of the price of the stock, and the rest was on credit. And then when the stock market crashed and the margins were called and the people didn't have it, and that's what really caused the Great Depression of the 1930s. And it's very disturbing to see similar behavior again. Okay, story coming out of the Anchorage jail. Apparently, the state government has now admitted they've had a system to record jail conversations between suspects and defense lawyers. And apparently, there's a monitoring system in a certain visitation room at the Anchorage jail, and recorded conversations between attorneys and defendants in criminal court without anyone knowing. Lawyers are upset, and they have a right to be, because there is something called lawyer-client or client-attorney privilege, where they must be allowed to have discussions in private so that they can be candid with each other, where the defense lawyer can say, "Did you really do it?" And the suspect can say, "Yeah, I really did." And the lawyer says, "Well, we're going to plead insanity or some other thing." But that's one of the founding principles of justice in this country, is that lawyers and their clients are allowed to have that privacy. And here we have the Anchorage jail was eavesdropping on lawyers and defendants in criminal cases. And one may safely presume that this information being gleaned by the system was being handed over to the prosecutor. That's tacky. That's very tacky. I always thought much more highly of the Alaskans than that. But on the other hand, they gave us Sarah Palin. This sexual assault thing is really getting crazy. There was another one on Fox News right now where this girl is out there saying that her date repeatedly cajoled her into sexual acts, and she felt horrible, and it was the worst night of her life. And people are saying, "Okay, why did you stay after the first one? Why didn't you call the police?" And it's another one of those cases where it's so fashionable to be sexually assaulted that women are taking consensual dates and reimagining them as a horrible experience. And it gets back to something I said many, many years ago on this issue of rape. And I think I repeated it again when we were talking about that app that you can have on your iPhone where everybody commits to sex before you do it. Men will understand no means no, as long as women understand yes means yes, and they can't feel bad about it afterwards and say, no, in hindsight, I was raped. That really is not very civilized behavior. So anyway, there was this Larry Nassar. He was a doctor for the USA Gymnastics Olympic team, and apparently he was caught abusing some of those gymnasts. And he's coming up on his sentencing hearing. And one of his victims, Michaela Maroney, wanted to testify at the sentencing hearing about what happened, but she's not going to be able to, because when the settlement agreement, $1.25 million from the organization was settled in December 2016, it included a non-disclosure agreement saying that she cannot talk about what happened to anybody, or it's a $100,000 fine. That's a pretty ill use for a non-disclosure agreement. I understand you got to have them, protect your business secrets, but to protect the guilty, to protect your organization from a scandal that you allowed to happen, it's pretty much out there. Okay, it is now official. According to the CDC, flu is officially an epidemic in the United States of America. It's all over the place, and apparently they're saying more than half of all U.S. states reported high flu activity within the first week of the year. And looking at the chart that's in this article, CDC is getting the numbers with a delay. because it is running wild all over Hawaii, and CDC is still showing Hawaii as a state with a low incidence. It's not the case. I have a friend whose father had to go to the hospital, and they put him on a gurney out in the hallway because they've completely run out of beds. So this is a nasty one. It is a nasty one. And if that's not enough to worry about, there is rising concern over this disease that has swept across Uganda. Now, remember, there was an outbreak of the Black Death, bubonic plague, in Madagascar last year. And it did cross into the continent, and it did infect some of the other African nations. But now there is a new illness that has broken out in Uganda, and the first known victim is the 9-year-old girl who was bleeding from the eyes. Now, that is not a symptom traditionally recognized with the original bubonic plague. It's definitely hemorrhagic. And so they're going to have to deal with that. A lot of illness out there. Boy, what a year it is. Volcanoes, tsunamis, phony ballistic missile warnings, hemorrhagic fever, flu. Terrible. Okay, let's talk about computers, since we're talking about viruses and things like that anyway. Warning for Windows 10 users. Apparently, scammers have started putting out fake patches for the Meltdown and Spectre problem, and they're actually just filled with malware. They're not going to fix Meltdown and Spectre. They just load your system with malware. And I guess they're taking advantage of the fact that Microsoft's update servers are currently overloaded by people trying to get the genuine patches. So you need to be very careful about any software you put on your computer. Because speaking of epidemics, it's not just flu. It's scammers. It's cyber criminals. They're all over the place. They think this is cool to do. They see themselves as pop stars because they can break into computers and wreck stuff. So far, the government's letting them do it here. But even the real Meltdown patches have problems. And as a matter of fact, some hardware vendors are being told, don't do them just yet. Because apparently, in industrial control systems, the patches are causing instability issues. It's causing systems to lurch. In other words, the normally smooth motion of these industrial systems being controlled, it's now hesitating. It's hitching because the processors aren't running as fast. So digital control vendor Wonderware is admitting that Redmond's Meltdown patch made its Historian product wobble. What a mess this has turned out to be. And if I am correct and Meltdown and Spectre were NSA-mandated backdoors, look at the damage they have caused worldwide. This is even worse than the malware that they put out to wreck Iran's centrifuges, which then broke into the wild and caused damage to industrial systems all across Russia. Asia may have even contributed to the extent of the damage at Fukushima. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Will Lady Claire be around on Friday?
We don't know yet. She seems to be doing a little better today. She had a rough night last night. She's got to go to the chiropractor tomorrow. We're going to be talking to him about what's going on. She'd love to do the show. She's missing all of you. But our top priority has to be getting the Lady Claire back to being the Lady Claire. Because I went through this issue of back injury with my first wife. I've been down this road before, and so we have to be very, very careful.
Pinched nerve, sounds like.
No, right? She's not showing symptoms of pinched nerve. It's just all the back muscles are knotted up. There's a vertebra that is not
spasm.
Where it should be. And the chiropractor did put the vertebra back in last week. It may have popped out again. Claire did go to church on Sunday, and she moved in a way that I didn't think was advisable. So again, we're going to get her checked out tomorrow. If the chiropractor can't do it, then we're going to have to see a spinal specialist. The more she rests, the chiropractor says she's got to move around and walk a little bit, but she can't really overdo it. And unfortunately, this chair here, I don't think is the best that she could be in. We'll hope for the best. She'd like to be here. I can't make a promise right now.
Well, here's hoping. So anyway, with this Spectre and the processors, Mike, what exactly could this do to Wall Street with their, thousands of a second trading software algorithms?
Well, if they're using these Intel-based systems for their computers, it's going to slow them down. For anything that is computationally intensive, and these algorithms are, the slowdown can be as much as 30 or 40%. Now, Wall Street can make up for that by simply buying more computers and racking them together. But everybody's going to feel the impact of this.
Maybe it was meant to be that way, right? Didn't Kaspersky months ago, they said that this existed in Intel's chips.
They said
yes,
they
did.
It
was radon dye. It wasn't software. It was radon dye.
Yes.
So, I mean, it goes to show you how far we've come in actual programming. We can program now with the dye shrinks. What are we at, like 12 or 14 nanometers now? We can actually...
Yes.
Embed the software into the silicon because it's so small. We can do that now. Isn't that fantastic?
Well, look at like the Raspberry Pi. I mean, being somebody who started with computers in the days of like the IBM 1130 and these big gigantic machines, it's just stunning to hold this little tiny card in my hand and realize it's a fully operational Linux computer system with HDMI and everything else on it. It's a fun little gizmo. But again, I don't think that these were bugs. I think these were NSA-mandated backdoors because they're simply in too many of these chips, too many varieties of chips, to be a simple engineering mistake.
Well, Mike, it's not an engineering mistake. This is intentional.
I agree.
The only reason people are even aware of it is because, it's been compromised. So, now they've got to double back, they got to backtrack, they got to start making up some kind of lie to cover this all up. I'm sure they already had the lie thought up when they intentionally did this stuff.
They probably did here, but, we almost need, I would rather have safe and secure and standard than blazingly fast with all of these add-ons, because that's how this opportunity opened up. We've reached the theoretical limit for speed on a silicon-based architecture. And so the chip manufacturers are adding these new systems on board, little boxes on the side, if you will, like speculative processing, trying to guess what's going to happen so they can get there faster, plus a lot of other stuff for security. And in these little individual independent systems that sit on top of your CPU, that's where a lot of nasties can hide, because they are invisible to the end user. You can't get at them. It takes special equipment, a special mount for the chip, to be able to go in and talk to those added-on systems.
Oh, it's amazing. You know what, Mike? I wish I were younger in this world that we live in, but sometimes I'm glad I'm not. There's so much out there. There's so much to learn. And yet, you get these kids, they're walking around with their heads buried, into these phones. To talk about chiropractors, look at their necks. I
yes.
can see this being a really big business in the next few years, right, Mike?
And I absolutely agree.
They have the world at their fingertips, and they're just in a daze.
Well, that was actually part of the sales thinking behind the Google Glass, is to keep people's heads up, to keep them seeing the world around them. The problem is they made it too expensive, and it didn't catch on. I thought they were cool. I wanted to get one. I simply couldn't afford it.
Did you try one?
I tried one at a show once, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, there's something else. Anyways, thanks for letting us, giving us a little update on your wife, And I hope she's, you know, doing better really quickly. And thanks a lot
me
for
too.
Having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, sometimes I think our technology has become too complicated. We've reached the point right now where Google's AIs are being used to design new AIs, which means we're coming up on a period of time where our technology will be unknowable to human minds. And I think at that point, the danger of it spinning out of control cannot be ignored any longer. The thing I loved in the old days about, like, the Commodore VIC-20, which I still have, one person could understand it all and make it work and fix the problems. We'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the FBI, of course, as you know, is engaged in a war on encryption. They don't think anybody should have a Fourth Amendment right to privacy. And they're starting to get into name-calling. They're branding Apple jerks for making iPhones too difficult to crack. And apparently one FBI official has become so frustrated with Apple's iPhone security, he's described the product as the work of an evil genius. Look who's talking. Now, here's the reality. All this talk about the need for encryption to spy on ordinary people just to be able to get the terrorists is utter nonsense. As we demonstrated in our NSA challenge, real criminals and real terrorists can quite easily come up with systems of encryption the NSA cannot crack. And that's the reality. And that means that all of this desire to spy on law-abiding Americans by the government is a symptom of a government that has grown very much afraid of their people. We're not buying the lies anymore. We're not doing what we're told. We're not cowering around their ankles and feeling like our lives cannot go on without the government around to protect us. That's what they're worried about. We're breaking free. And they're trying to just keep looking at us, partly to see if anybody's planning to do something nasty, but mostly to try and just scare us back into silent obedience. The Gestapo pulled the same thing on the German people. They deliberately cultivated this myth that the Gestapo heard everything, they saw everything, they smelled everything, they could even read your mind. And of course, they couldn't. They didn't have anywhere near enough people. But it was designed to try and scare the German people into staying silent and not speaking out against the government. And unfortunately, in Nazi Germany, it worked. And we know what happened. The Germans lost their country. Don't make that mistake again. Another black eye on Facebook. Facebook is out there trying to make sure that they're banning conservatives and, anti-immigration people. But apparently there are drug dealers who are openly peddling drugs to children using Facebook. And apparently it's not unique to Facebook. This is coming from the Daily Mail. Criminals are trolling for business on Facebook and other social media giants, including Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, they're all busy making sure that those conservatives are being blocked and shadow banned. Boy, oh boy. There is a new version of the Mirai botnet. It's called Okiru, and it's hunting for ARC-based kit. This is the first nasty able to infect CPUs running the ARC technology. And these RISC-based ARC-embedded processors, they're used in a variety of internet-connected products, including cars, mobiles, TVs, cameras, and more, and turning them into botnets. So if you're wondering why your modern electric car isn't driving all that well, it may be busy sending out nasty mail. We'll be back after station identification.
You love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.